This community update was brought to you by Uradio. The Manitoba Métis Federation, or MMF, is moving forward with plans for a large Indigenous-led wind energy project that could bring long-term economic benefits to both Métis citizens and rural Manitoba. The proposed Fleury Winds project is a 200-megawatt wind farm planned near Neepawa and is being developed through the Red River Métis Power Corporation in partnership with global renewable energy company, RES. MMF Senior Economic Advisor Lauren Pelletier says the project grew out of Manitoba's new energy direction.
In September of 2024, the government of Manitoba released the energy strategy, their energy strategy, which spoke to an opportunity on the horizon for Manitoba Hydro to seek 600 megawatts of energy production from Indigenous government majority-owned wind energy projects.
Pelletier says the opportunity led directly to the creation of the Métis Power Corporation, positioning the MMF to pursue long-term energy development.
So that really created the impetus for us to launch. It was a month later we launched the Red River Métis Power Corporation. To essentially position for a future opportunity to sell power that's produced through the project or proposed project to Manitoba Hydro.
At roughly $500 million, Fleury Winds would be one of the largest Métis-led infrastructure investments in Manitoba's history. If approved by Manitoba Hydro, the project could generate decades of revenue for the Métis government, supporting community programs and self-sufficiency, while also delivering local economic impacts.
Through the entirety of the project, the pre-development stages, the construction stages, there is going to be positive economic impact for this area of the province in particular, but for the broader economic opportunity, there's for certain revenue generation for the municipalities. It's two municipalities the project sort of spans.
The project could also create up to 300 construction jobs, along with permanent positions once operational.
You know, there's this real domino effect on economics at the end of the day for an area of the province. So it's rural. It's looking for investment. It's looking for economic activity. And so, we're excited about the positive economic impact on the long term that we'll have.
MMF President David Chartrand says Fleury Winds represents a major step forward for Indigenous ownership in energy development. The project is named in honor of the late Métis leader, John Fleury, recognizing his legacy of economic and community development. Pending approvals, Fleury Winds could be operational by the end of the decade. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.